Hi.
Hey.
Tashi Duncan. She's gonna turn a whole family into millionaires. She'll have a fashion line, a foundation.
You were incredible today.
Thank you.
I mean, it wasn't even like tennis. It was an entirely different gig.
Hey, come hang out with us later.
Want me to come tuck you in?
No, we just keep talking.
How often does this happen? Going after the same girl?
Not as often as you think.
We usually have different types.
So you're saying I should be flattered?
Aren't you everybody's type?
Come here.
Which one of us?
He's not in love with you.
What makes you think I want someone to be in love with me?
It's nice to see you lit up about something, even if it's my girlfriend.
Art's got his coach, Tashi Donaldson, who also is his wife.
I'm playing for both of us, Tashi.
I think maybe we're disturbed by the fact that she could have been into someone like me.
When we were teenagers.
When we were teenagers.
Hey, I love you.
I know. You don't know what tennis is. It's a relationship. We went somewhere really beautiful together. Let's go! I'm taking such good care of my little white boys.
I assume you planned this?
Not this part.
Hello, and welcome back to another special episode of Cinemummies. It's been a bit. I'm joined by our ever so lovely Cinemania World team members, Hannah and Manda. And if you guys don't know who they are, where the heck have you been? Come on. They need no introduction, really. They're that cool.
Aw, what a great intro. That's just so nice.
I know. Dwayne never does that.
This is a special treatment of Cinemummies.
We have booth over here.
Been
good, you know.
It's good.
Hype. We're just so hyped after watching what we watched this weekend.
Yes. Oh my gosh. We're about to talk about Challengers, and right before we started recording, Hannah reminded us of the wonderful existence of a wonderful magical website that helped raise me. Tumblr. Literally, nice. If you guys have caught on to the Taylor Swift trend, that is the asylum where I was raised.
Yeah, literally.
And I am proud of it.
It's insane. It's true.
It literally is the loony bin, and we are all just coons.
Maura, I'm having a swell time at the insane asylum.
After you listen to this episode, head on over to Challengers. Have a funky night. Light some candles. Get a face mask like Anna.
Yes, exactly.
But, of course, this was an anticipated film. We suffered a lot because it was pushed back because of the strikes. But gratefully, it was for a good cause because everyone got what they wanted. And now we got what we wanted because the film is finally out. It's directed by Luca Guadagnino. And if you don't know what this wonderful film is about, her game, her rules, tennis player turned coach, Tashi has taken her husband, Art, and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she signs him up for a challenger event, close to the lowest level of pro tournament, where he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend. So this is a scrumptious little meal. Yes. Initial thoughts. Hannah, you can start off since you were at the live show yesterday. Is there anything that you guys that you wanted to discuss yesterday that you could that you didn't have a chance to say or that you forgot?
Honestly, we discussed it very briefly because we were just yapping about literally anything and any and everything else. So, the entire movie basically I didn't get to talk about. But I absolutely loved it. I think it's my favorite Luca. I have to see it again before I can say that for sure. But like walking out, I was like, this is my favorite Luca. Which is an insane statement coming from myself because I'm like a Luca Guadagnino super fan.
Yes.
So I like I had high expectations for this, but I also wasn't thinking that it was gonna be one of my absolute faves from him because it's coming off of Bones and All, and I liked Bones and All. I didn't love Bones and All, so I was kind of expecting this to fall a little bit in that vein. And the trailer, like, I've watched the first trailer. I didn't ever watch anything else that came out after that, any of the clips or whatever. I try not to. So in the first trailer, it didn't really, like, sell me fully because I feel like it's, and especially now seeing the movie, the trailer's a little weird tonally, with the actual film. So I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, I've seen a lot of people walk out and say, I feel a
they're
little
very
bit
different.
Missold. But yeah, I adore the movie. I think it's one of the best edited films I've seen in years.
Oh yes,
by the
hell
way.
Yes.
Not even just like technically, but like within the context of the editing, it's so fucking good. And it's one of the most like electric casts that I've seen on screen in a long time, especially with it just being like the three of them. Really, there's not really any like supporting performances. It's just the core three who carry this movie, and every one of them have insane chemistry with each other and just are on their like A game, especially Zendaya. And for Zendaya, I feel like a lot of people are like, oh no, we've seen her grown up because of Euphoria, but to me Euphoria is a show for teenagers, so that's never been like grown-up Zendaya for me. This is like the first time I'm seeing Zendaya as a grown-up, as someone who like grew up with her on the Disney Channel. And for this to be the role that I'm like, oh my god, wow, this is her first grown-up role, it's crazy. It's so crazy. And the entire time I literally just couldn't like stop being in awe of what she was doing on the screen. And Luca is just such like an actor's director. So I saw so much of what I see in all the other actors that he's directed before in her performance, but she is just so like electrifying. I was blown away. I love the movie so much. I can talk about it for like hours, truly.
No, I agree, especially with that, because I remember going into it, a lot of people were saying that this is her first movie as like top billing. I was like, no. And then I thought of it and was like, wait, yes. Most of the films where she's been a protagonist were Disney Channel original films. This is like her first like adult serious film where she is the lead. Because, I mean, Dune, but again, Timothy's the lead. So I was like, wait, how is that possible? But what a way to kick that off.
Yeah. Truly.
Yeah, she was amazing in it. And the fact that she also produced it, like, this is her, like, baby. And just to watch her grow behind the camera and in front is just, like, it's amazing. And she has the star power, which I think that it helped with the character of Tashi Duncan. I can't see anybody else playing this role because she just commanded the screen. I was more impressed with her than like Mike Faced and Josh O'Connor, because I'm just like, this is something so new for her. And it was just like, I was just so proud watching it. It was like, I was beaming because I'm like, she's kicking ass, like major ass in this. And she was fearless and she went to those places. And I just think that this is one of her best performances. So all three of them were great. I loved watching them. I have a newfound love for Mike Feist. I do. either one. But I, again, like Hannah said, the chemistry is just incredible and they work as like a fantastic trio and they're all in service of one another. So I thought that was really awesome. And my jaw dropped like at least six times throughout. I love the non-linear storytelling. It's really hard to get me in,
you know, invested in a story like that. And I'm just, I'm blown away. Everything worked. The score, the editing, the cinematography was stunning. Like, and I think it's like Luca at his best, in all honesty. So yeah, I'm
in the same boat as Hannah. I loved every second I did.
I love Luca Guadagnino as well, as you mentioned. I think we spoke about this when you were here in New York.
Yeah, we did.
I love Call Me By Your Name, and I know that a lot of people have their opinions on the film for very valid reasons, but it is such, like, Luca Guadagnino is so good at capturing everything that's natural and honest and candid, and I loved being able to see that here. Especially, you know, he loves, like, like sweat and everything that's just natural and human, and something that sometimes people may find gross, but he's able to make it look so artistic. So love that we were able to get that naturalism.
He kind of makes like nasty things sexy.
Like, yes, it's true.
Especially with like Josh O'Connor throughout the film, because they mention like he stinks, he's homeless, like did it out, whatever. But I'm like, he has never like looked sexier.
It's true.
And like, I know in my mind, I'm like, he stinks. I can feel it, right? But oh my God, I need him so bad.
That's me with Cillian Murphy in A Quiet Place too.
Real.
That was the first time I was attracted to that man. I'm like, that man looks like he hasn't had a shower in 6 weeks. But that is besides the point. I love Call Me By Your Name, and I will say, I think Call Me By Your Name is still my top, but I definitely love this after Bones and All, because I felt the same way about Bones and All. I wasn't entirely sold on it as I was hoping for.
Same.
Even though it's a really good movie.
Yeah.
But this, I was like, Luca, you got me in the palm of your hand. I will watch every film you put out, every project, because I also watched this HBO show.
I loved We Are Who We Are. I loved it.
I tried. Sorry. I tried to get into it.
Because it did. It went in the direction I was expecting. But for the parts I could see, I love, again, how he captures Italy, the times they're at the beach. He's just so good with scenery, but also, especially in We Are Who We Are, dynamics between different people. Mm-hmm. And he brought that into this one, which I really appreciated. And it just, again, as you both mentioned, it's props to the actors, because you could tell that they really understood these characters, and you can see it with their promo of the film. But I was sold on this film ever since I heard the premise and it was announced, and I'm like, it was fresh off of West Side Story, and I became obsessed with Mike Feist after West Side Story, because I was like, this man made me be like, huh. And he's being a racist in this film, but I'm like, boy is like putting the performance of his life.
It's
and
true.
I love Josh O'Connor and like La Quimera and a bunch of other films I've been able to. Oh, also, I love Emma, and he's the priest there. So
he's,
I'm like,
so good.
Oh, yeah. I forgot he's in that. Oh my God.
Yeah. He's so fun.
In my mind, I was like, I've never seen Josh O'Connor in anything. I have. Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. It was a quick story, actually. when I went into Challengers, I'm like, what am I going to see? Because when I went to Cannes, he was in a movie that, unfortunately, I am forgetting the name of right now. But he has an affair with this woman, and there are so many nude scenes, and he has so many full frontals where, like, the entire screen is just him in full frontal.
Fun.
And then he came out after the film, and I was sitting so close, and I'm like, I can't look at him. I can't look at him in his face. I was like looking everywhere. Like, I'm like, what are we?
Oh my God.
So when I went into Challengers, I'm like, who am I gonna be on the other side of this?
Walking out, like, I felt the subliminal messages that you were sending me throughout that.
I love that tweet. I'm like, I'm on my way to London now.
I'm on my way to London.
No, and apparently he was filming that film with Paul Mescal recently, and they were filming in Jersey, and I'm like, not me being jealous of everyone in Jersey right now. But again, back to the film. Clearly we liked it. I'm very happy, again, in summary, for Luca Guadagnino, I'm very happy mm-hmm. with how this turned out, because it just proves that he knows his voice, his visual essence, and I'm just very excited for whatever else he'll put out, because I was not expecting this film the way that it was. It was so electric and pulsing, and like Rachel Senna in Bottoms, everyone was gyrating. It was great.
Yeah. He can do like literally anything, and I think this is like the proof of he can do literally whatever he wants.
It's true.
Because I think Suspiria so far and like We Are Who We Are have been the most different than anything else that he's done in his catalog. But this is way more in line with Suspiria than I thought it would be, which is weird because I'm like, oh yeah, it's like the sexy threesome movie. So in my mind, I'm like, it'll be more like a Bigger Splash or I Am Love. But it's way more in line with Suspiria in the way that it's super experimental. Which is crazy to say because it's marketing itself like super mainstream, but when you actually go see the movie, there's so much that is like, whoa, wasn't expecting this at all. And especially for Luca, like this is a lot of new, like uncharted territory for him. And it's just every time that I watch a Luca movie, I'm like, wow, he literally can, he's a genius. He can do whatever the fuck he wants, and I'm going to be seated and enjoy it every single time. He doesn't fail, and that pisses me off.
I think my favorite thing is that he said that he just doesn't watch tennis and he hates tennis. And then I'm just like, you went to go and make this, my guy. Like, what are you on? Like,
he was determined to change his mind. He was like, everything's going to convince me this is a good sport.
I'm going to make it a good sport for myself. Yeah. That's what he did.
Yeah. No, when I finished watching this film, when Cowboy Carter came out, I started digging up. I grew up partially on a ranch. My dad had a horse ranch, so yes. I started looking up all the pictures of me dressed as a little cowgirl.
Oh my god!
And when I walked out of Challengers, I went to tennis classes for like 3 weeks when I was young, and I started looking at pictures.
Oh my god!
I'm like, I need to relive these eras.
I love it.
I need to embrace this. But so we talked about Luca. Let's talk about the third person in the trios of his life, Justin, the writer.
Yes.
What did we think of the script itself? We can start with you, Amanda.
I loved it. I love the writing because it was also so subtle. I think I'm just someone who goes in with the subtleties. And I think like going from like different times in their life really impacted that final match so well. Again, that's a testament to the editing too. But I just think that it was just so fresh, and like every single piece of dialogue jumped off the page, and it just felt so real and honest and raw. And I think that the performances obviously elevated the screenplay as well, but I was just so amazed by what he did, because it felt, even the dialogue, the back and forth, the quickness, it was just like watching a tennis match between them when they're interacting in these scenes. And I think that's really important. Like, even the script felt that way, so it just felt constant back and forth. And even the perspective with Tashi and Arts and Patrick, the perspective was constantly changing as well, so you kind of got how they were all feeling at the exact same time, not only working as one, like as a trio, but also like in between their personal relationship. So it was just like, I was sitting there amazed the entire time. I thought the script was really, really well done.
What about you, Hannah?
Yeah, this is an insane like debut script, by the way.
I also love he does playwriting as well as Celine Song, and I'm like, look at them thriving.
This power couple. But it's crazy because the characters and relationships, just the dynamics are just so rich. And throughout the entire film, I love, like you said, the nonlinear structure. And it just adds so much because we start in the that first, the match of the movie, we start there and end there, and every time we cut back from like flashbacks and stuff, it adds just so much more to the stakes and the dynamic of everyone there, and it just, it makes it so much more exciting as the movie goes on, and as the like that tension builds, it just like those last 10 minutes are just so like anxiety filled, and I love it. I think that it's the movie couldn't have been told in another way, or else it just, I don't think it would feel as electric as it is. So for the script to just go for that, and also, like I said, just how much the relationships do feel so developed and lived in, and just back to like Luca mostly, all of his films are like that, and I think Josie said that in the beginning, of just feeling so like human and real. So I think that him, Justin writing with Luca, it was just like a match made in heaven.
Yeah, now they have another film coming out soon that someone had tweeted like, oh, this is about to be the gayest film ever in the best way possible. But I especially love the scenes with Art. I thought beyond Mike Veit's acting, just the way that he expressed himself, because he was also the most tender character, which is something that Patrick like poked at. But in my review, I'm going to steal it from there. I loved how I realized that their relationship was symbiotic as much as it was parasitic, which I thought was such a striking balance that he was able to achieve, and for Luca to be able to capture that, because they all like give and take from each other. But also I loved how Tashi's character was written, and I thought Zendaya was so good at portraying her, simply because at times I saw her as an actress through the character, but she was able to also lose herself in the character. And I thought that she was able to strike up that balance. But I also love how I never felt like I got in her head. I don't know if that happened with you guys. I felt like I knew the men pretty well, but when it came to her, I never understood what was going on until that final moment where she's like, yeah, come on.
Yeah. I think so too, because you see how she's playing with them, and I think they both are in the same spot as the audience where they don't know where her head is at ever. And I think that's like all they really want throughout the film is to know what Tashi is like thinking and what she wants. But I think that she likes to have that power of not letting her guard down. And I think that shows when she goes to the tree stump and she lets herself have that moment of maybe feeling bad for herself, but then we never see it again in the film.
And even then, she doesn't even accept it.
Yeah, yeah.
She like faces it, but she doesn't accept it.
Yeah, I think she's definitely a woman who doesn't want to let herself feel bad, or it's on to the next thing. It's the redirection of, okay, I don't have time to grieve my pro tennis career. I have to pivot and move on, and that pivot is to coaching Art. And she throws herself into that just as much as she threw herself into playing tennis. And I think that's where that like disconnect with her and Art come in, is that I don't think Art is as committed, and she wants him to be as committed, and she's as committed. So there's a disconnect there for sure. But the thing is with their relationship that I think is so interesting, and I think that people are getting wrong, is that they see Tashi as the point of the triangle, but I think Art is actually the point of the triangle.
Mm-hmm. He really is.
Yeah. I really do think that Tashi cares for Art and Patrick cares for Art, but there's a disconnect with Art and Tashi, and there's a disconnect with Art and Patrick. It's so good. I love it, and I think that it's just like endlessly interesting.
I also love how it reminds me a bit. I recently saw Merrily We Roll Along for the first time. So taking a page from the Sondheim book, there is a lot there from being able to, which again, Justin, I see you as a playwright. If you were inspired by this, let's talk. But a lot of that show is, it's told from the friendship breakup, and then it goes in reverse until the end of Act 2, where we see them meet. So we're seeing how we start with this friendship breakup ending, and then we go backwards to seeing how we got to that point, which is so sad because by the end of the play, you're like, it's a happy ending technically because it's when they meet and they're so hopeful about their futures, but you know the fact that it doesn't end well. So I loved being able to, that he took that decision, because at first when I started watching the film, I did feel a little bit, it was a bit jarring that it wasn't nonlinear, but then as the film starts going and you see the tennis match going and how Art at one point, like at one moment has one, like he is ahead and then Patrick is ahead and then it goes back and forth with what's happening with them and like the points really are them getting with Tashi, and it's just this whole web of sexy concoctions of madness.
It's crazy because it just constantly builds, and I don't think it would have like hit the audience as much without the score, because but that score was constant. I'm like, oh my god, my heart's like beating faster. Like it was just crazy how that like altered everything, and without it, it would have just felt completely different. But like we've been saying, that last scene, obviously, like, no spoilers. I don't know if we are doing spoilers, but I'm not going to go in spoilers. But, like, that scene that we all know at the end of this would just – it was just so impactful. And, like, I – you know, like, that episode of Friends where Joey realizes it, like, 5 minutes later? Yeah. That was my reaction. I'm like, wait a second. He did that. Yeah. I was like, oh, God. And then I just did not breathe the entire time.
I'm so excited because it was, I think I wrote in my reaction, this movie has the best setup and payoff I've seen in so long.
Yeah, it does 100%.
It's so smart. It makes everything worth it.
Mm-hmm. I think especially because too, Tashi doesn't know. That's like the one thing that she's not in like the loop with. Yes. So she has no idea what's that going makes it on.
So much
between them in that moment, and for Art and Patrick to like, it's so good because their dynamic at that time, it is, there's a competitiveness to the match, of course, but then that adds a whole nother level of competitiveness, and that when that is revealed to Art. But then when you get Tashi at that ending moment screaming, and it's like you get that reconciliation with Patrick and Art, and then Tashi, she has no idea still. She just wanted to see good tennis, and that's when they were playing their best because of that extra layer of competitiveness. Mm-hmm. So when she does get that, like, let's go, it's so good. It's so good. Us as the audience, we're happy because of the relationship.
They all got what they wanted. Patrick.
Yeah, but it's a perfect ending.
She gets to see good tennis. Ah, it's so good.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
The one thing that I really like, which is, this is me putting my little lens on it. Again, I was trying to figure out Tashi so much throughout the film. I was trying to understand more as a human, as a character, as a woman. And there came a point that I was like, wait, is she aromantic? Because whenever she does engage in sex with like Patrick and allegedly with Art. That's my tea. But she's not really one interested in like romantic relationships as far as we know. Like, especially that, I think the one I kept going back to was when she's making out with Patrick and they're on the bed and everything, but then she's just talking about tennis and he's like, can we talk about something else? And she's like, but tennis is everything. Mm-hmm. So that's just me. I'm going to claim that representation and put it in my letterbox list. I'd like to believe that Tashi is aromantic. I'm not going to fully say that she's asexual, though asexual people do experience sexual attraction. But I will claim the aromantic. Because for me, it adds a whole different layer to her character. And I like being able to see her through that lens because everything else makes sense. She's just a girl vibing. And she just wants to do what she loves. And then these guys are over here like, but we want you. And she's like, I like tennis.
I think like my full read of it, of the relationship, especially with Tashi, because I think that's the one that people are struggling with the most is she absolutely does care for art. And I think we see that in the scene where she goes to Patrick and asks him to lose, because I don't think that Tashi would ever deflate her ego enough to ask him for a favor if she wasn't doing it out of a place from love, especially when she tells him that I'll leave you if you don't win. And she wants to make sure that there's no way that that is going to happen, because she doesn't want to leave him. I truly believe that she does want to be in a marriage with Art, but
she
like
wants
you said, it's
him
not...
to fight for something.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not in a romantic way. And I think my full read of it is that Tashi is the one calling the shots at the end of the day, and it is made explicit that Art isn't interested in Patrick unless Tashi is, and Patrick lusts for Tashi because Art does. I think that there's way more of like a romantic relationship one way with Patrick to Art than anything.
Yeah, because Art didn't even know who she was until Patrick pointed her out. But then when Patrick saw how Art was interested and the whole leg grabbing thing, Patrick got competitive.
Yeah, it's true. Because even like when they were like, it's all three of them, you could see that there's a different energy with Art. Like a prime example, like him like spitting like out the gum and like Tashi doing that for him, and then obviously Patrick doing that for him. Like, it's just it's a different relationship entirely, and I just really liked when they're like separate together, and when they're like obviously all three of them together, just the energy completely shifts in favor of one of them, and it's obviously Art. So I think it's just one of the best trios that we've had in such a long time, because there's so much that you can say for them. But yeah, it's just an overwhelming sense, because even their emotions, like the audience can definitely feel every single thing that all three of them feel. And I think that's an amazing feeling too.
Absolutely. And I especially love how you can tell how their dynamic is going to be through that makeout session in the room. And from the writing standpoint as well, and the way that Luca, like both Justin, Luca, you guys, kisses. but the makeout session mirrors the final tournament.
Yeah,
it basically foreshadows how it's gonna go, and I'm like, wow, Art as in art as in artistic, but also Art as in Mike Feist. But yes, I guess maybe we can do a tiny spoiler section, so because I want to discuss something that I have you guys. But if you haven't if you made it here, go see the movie and then come back, I guess. But form your own opinion. We clearly like it. Ta-ta. But okay, one thing I do want to discuss is that child clearly is Patrick's.
You think so?
I do. Because if you think about it, the entire movie, I was like, where'd that dark hair come from?
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Because it's the same color as Patrick, not as Tashi. And we only see Tashi's mom. We don't see Art's mom. I think everything is intentional and on purpose. And I think that child belongs to Patrick. Also, throughout the movie, we only see her be physically intimate with Patrick, never with Art.
That's
and true. She's old enough from the time they saw each other in Atlanta.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And then in the next question, Art obviously doesn't know, but do you think he has a feeling?
Probably. I don't know. But he loves her
I
so
don't
much.
Think that Art would have a feeling, because he had such like an angry reaction to finding
true.
Out
that is
on
true.
The tennis court. I called
You're
it a
so
feeling,
right.
by the way, yesterday. And I felt so stupid.
Lord is screaming. She did not write a song perfectly suited for this movie for nothing.
but yeah, I think he had such like a shocked and real
a visceral reaction.
Yeah, reaction to finding out on the court.
I love that. It's so true. Like he doesn't know.
Yeah.
That's wild that he doesn't know. I feel sad for him.
Honestly, especially I think Listen, I think it's all on purpose, because also when they're making out by the car during the storm, we see Art in the background, that giant billboard. Then when she gets home, she feels super guilty. And who is he with? He's in bed with his daughter.
That, like, they're broke cuddling. My heart.
That was exactly. So sad.
Broke my heart.
She took it too far, like, way too far in that case.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I understand Patrick, but still, like... Don't do all that. Don't lie. When he like was that.
When he was salivating over that Duncan.
That made me laugh so hard. There's a lot of good comedy in the movie. It's a very
There really is.
Movie. Yeah.
Especially when the kid, when Art was gonna play and they're like, Art and Tasha are staring at the kid, and the kid is like, oh my gosh, are they gonna decimate me? And then he wins. But it's a funny movie. It's a serious movie. It's dramatic. It's crazy. It has all the things, all the loves. If anyone is like, this isn't sexy enough, I really want to know, like, what?
I feel like people expected more sex scenes, and that's why they're upset. And, like, because there was sensual.
It's sensual. It's intimate.
Yeah.
It's kind of voyeuristic.
Mm-hmm. That's how Calling by Your Name is too. There's no like sex scene in Calling by Your Name. It's all just like foreplay, and it's hotter. Yeah.
It's true. Like, you're just developing that tension constantly, and I think that's like, it's kind of like, not that I want to say it like this, but like, they're edging the audience.
Yes. But, like, I was debating whether to say it. Were you gonna let us? But it's true. It's true.
Yeah. So you get that. You're building up to, again, like the like that big moment at the end of it, you're building up to that. Then like on the court, all three of them, and then just like that burst of energy just kind of like explodes at the end of it, and that's why it's like a very satisfying ending at the same time. I'm so sorry for this being doubled as something else.
I love it. I love it. It's poetic. It's beautiful. I don't know what else to tell you guys. We just experienced something wonderful this year. I hope it gets so much love during award season. It deserves it. Sorry, Hans Zimmer, but
that's
the score slaps.
I need the Academy to get it. If they don't get it, I'm gonna be so like.
Please.
I feel like what scores recently, they don't get it, and like Tenet. No. They
didn't. Like, what do you mean? Dun dun dun! Get out of here.
Yeah. That was so bad. For next to Babylon, I'm like, you guys need your ears checked, please. I don't understand.
Babylon was supposed to be a lock.
That was just devastating.
Challenger score for the win.
It needs to be in every club this summer.
Yes. Someone kept saying, give it the Succession theme song. Yeah.
I will literally get the aux from the DJ and play it myself.
Like, I've been commuting to work with the soundtrack.
Same.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm just like jamming, and it just hits every time. But it's also really good for writing, because I was writing my review today, and I'm like, I'm hyper focused on what I was doing. I was like, crazy how that happened. Too.
It's so good for exercising, for anything. It's just a very good pump up.
Hell yeah.
Tune. All of it. But yeah, thank you for joining me. I'm so glad we finally got to talk about this.
It was so fun. I love
I'm so happy.
Yeah. Any final thoughts before we go? Anything you guys would like to mention?
Maybe don't watch this with your parents, even though there isn't like don't watch it with any relatives at all. Like, it's not like Saltburn level, but like, it's still hella steamy. So just go with your friends. Yeah.
Yeah, don't go watch it on a first date. That's what I did. And it was extremely
Oh, shit. That must have been a great conversation afterwards. Or just
It was. He did start crying at the end when they hugged. I was like, oh.
That's
green
so
flag.
But yeah, please go see it. Please.
Absolutely. Challengers is Luca Guadagnino shining at his best. Justin's script is incredible. What else can we say beyond flattery? But it is well deserved. Challengers is the movie of the summer. Hopefully it stays there longer, because right now it's all over Twitter and I'm kind of upset because literally it just came out. But
I know.
It's wonderful. The cast is great. Go watch it.
Go watch it again.
I need to watch it again. I need to rewatch
it. I do. It sucks that I do not have any showtimes in IMAX. It bothers me that I can't go watch this in IMAX.
I found some, but it's in the theater in Times Square, and I absolutely detest that theater simply because it's in Times Square.
I don't blame you. I'm like,
how dare you do that to me?
No, that's rough. I'm sorry.
It is. So I'm like, Dolby it is. Even though I'd love to see the churro scene in IMAX.
Oh my god, the churro scene, the hotel scene.
I had to pee, so I went to the bathroom during that scene, and then I came back, and then my friend was like, oh, they're so homoerotic with the churro, and I'm like, what?
Josie, you didn't see the leg?
I did see that. That's when I lost
my mind.
That's when I left during the leg thing.
You couldn't have, you shouldn't have left. How could you leave?
I saw it and I was like,
I know, but after that,
I was with my mouth open walking out of the theater. He did not.
Yeah, I was shook. But that sauna scene in IMAX.
Oh my god. Literally, mind you, that scene is literally just Patrick like pouring his guts out to Art, being like, I love you.
And Mike, I love how Mike did that scene, because it's the first time we see Art just be absolutely made of stone.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He was so hot in that scene.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So hot. I was like, hot damn.
The Where whole time he's like a bratty little indeed. Bottom, and then in that scene, he's so like,
I'm like, he's so dumb, like dominant. That scene, I was like, what is happening?
He took a page out of Tashi's book.
Yeah, because even like Patrick's sitting below him, like not even at eye level, and I was like, ooh, I like this. I like that you guys blocked it this way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, everything's intentional and it's beautiful and it's creative, it's electric, and I unfortunately gave it 4 stars on my first watch. I think I'm going to bump it up.
Bump it.
Yeah.
It's a five. It's there.
Yeah. So let everyone know where they can find you. We can start with Manda.
Yeah, you guys can always follow me over at AMXNDAReviews on Twitter, Instagram, and Letterboxd. And you guys can check out my website, CandidXCinema.com, and my YouTube, Candid Cinema.
Hannah?
You can follow me, Erudite Hannah, on Twitter.
As everyone should.
Yeah.
Especially because this was a brilliant review. I had so much fun chatting with you both, because you just get it.
Right? There's no girls.
Yeah. Exactly.
So obviously, if you enjoyed this review, go follow the Goyles, and you can follow me everywhere at the Josie Marie. You can follow Cinemania World at Cinemania World practically everywhere. You can also listen to the podcast wherever you get your podcast fix. There, Dwayne, I said it. I'm getting better. But yes, that was Manda, Hannah, and me, Josie, and that was Challengers chat. See what I did there? Anyways, bye.